Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 420, the fifth stanza. Let God be praised with reverence deep. He daily comes our lives to steep, and bounties freely given. God cares for us. Our God is he who would not fear his majesty in earth as well as heaven. And what follows? Psalter 420, the fifth stanza.
Thank you.
read the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 1 Kings 17, the verses 1 through 16. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. 1 Kings 17, the first 16 verses. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Kereth, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Kereth, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go, and do as thou wast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, and neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, and neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is for the third time on the third Sabbath day of this newly begun year that the doors of thy house have been opened by renewal. A portion of the congregation may come up, the greatest portion is called upon to remain in their dwellings. May that be a burden that may be felt and laid before thee, and then by renewal, then with our unclean lips as a people, then we attempt to draw nigh unto thy throne, to come with her blessings, with our needs, with our desires, and with our sins. May it please thee to grant a humble and a broken heart under the many blessings, the many good things which thou hast left amongst us and our children. May there be times that we may be given to see it, that we may be humbled thereunder, given to bewonder thy mercies, and that it may be the goodness of the Lord that leadeth us and our children to that true repentance, that greater judgments shall not be necessary. Thou art speaking over the whole earth. Thou art speaking unto us and our children. Wilt thou grant ears to hear and hearts to perceive? And now, Lord, by renewal, then we beg of thee that it may please thee to come down in a special way and dwell in our midst, work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit. Lord, thou knowest how deeply we have fallen, that by nature we are lost, that we are cursed, that we are undone, unwilling, and unable to deliver ourselves. Our misery indeed is very deep, and to that end we humbly beg of thee that as that sovereign potter, that it may please thee in this hour, and that thou may pick up those lumps of clay and place them upon the potter wheel of free and sovereign grace, that in beginning a vessel may be formed that may show forth thy glory. Lord, where thou hast begun, wilt thou form that vessel further, that it may more and more reflect thy image. Oh, what a work thou hast to do to save sinners. Lord, thy work, thy free and sovereign grace, that is our only hope and our only expectation May that expectation, may it be enlivened, can be a great danger for office bearers, for the congregation, that we become overly discouraged. And, oh Lord, when we look at self, when we look at circumstances, when we look at the world, when we look at all the enemies, then there is no expectation. And to that end, may we be given to look unto thee, that great, that majestic, that wonder-doing God. Thou wast given unto us and our children the gift of thy precious word, where thou makest known unto us that there is a way for the chiefest of sinners to be saved, and that in a way that all thy attributes, that they may be harmonized, and that they may be glorified, Lord. May it please thee in the latter days of the earth to do a great work amongst us, that many jewels may be added to the meritorial crown of King Jesus. It is written in thy word that in the many followers there is the King's glory. Well, to bless the manifold means of grace, well, to remember and help the consistory who is sufficient unto these things. May they be carried upon the wings of prayer. Bless the labors on the Sabbath day. Bless the labors during the week, tomorrow evening, when the catechism classes hope to resume. Well, to remember and help the instructors, and remember the students, remember the confession of faith class. Well, to help and remember fathers and mothers with the instruction of their children. Bless our Christian school. Remember the school board. Well, thou remember the bus drivers, the administration, the principals, the teachers, all those that stand at their side. Well, thou remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth, especially the persecuted church, where there are so many countries where the church is persecuted for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember the nations of the earth, also our poor nation that has departed so far from thee and from thy word, and where thou art not acknowledged as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Not acknowledge that our nation is so dependent, also under thy solemn judgments. Remember our province, the premier, and all those in high authority. Remember the councils of the city, also of our town. Well, thou remember all the afflicted ones, those in the hospital, the handicapped daughter, the two fathers. Then by renewal we commend them unto thee for body and for soul. We may humbly ask thee that the means may be blessed, the calling sanctified. Well, thou remember their loved ones. Remember those that are weak. Remember those that are frail. Remember our Bethesda. Wilt thou remember the elderly ones? There are many concerns. The circumstances are known unto thee. Then by renewal we commend them unto thee for body and for soul. And wilt thou remember all those that may lovingly care for them thou hast helped them hitherto, and may it please thee to continue to do so. Remember all our elderly ones in the evening of their life, the infirmities only increase. Well, I remember also in this week the eye surgery that has been planned. Well, to guide the hand of the physician, may it be for their restoration and improvement of eyesight. Well, thou also grant better spiritual eyesight, ah, Lord. We are so dependent upon thee for everything. Well, thou remember all the mourning ones in our midst. Ah, do continue to uphold them with the large empty places. Grant them a place at thy footstool. Use the callings for the coming of thy kingdom. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Well, thou remember the family circles. Well, thou grant that love may abound when it is not so. Well, thou grant a bowing and a repentance and a seeking for pardon what has been separated. May it please thee to bring it together according to thy holy institution. Well, thou continue to supply our daily bread. Remember families when they are struggling with unpaid bills, with many cares, with many worries. Grant them a place at thy footstool, and providentially, wilt thou care for them. And when thou wast greatly blessed, that the families forget thee not, but an abiding and deep impression, that every blessing comes from above, all undeserved, all sinned away, and that also concerning our labors, it all awaits the blessing of the Lord to that end. Well, I remember the mothers in the midst of the family circles, when they are overwhelmed, may they be given to look unto thee, help fathers, with the earning of their daily bread. And now, Lord, in this evening hour, then by renewal we ask thee for thy help. Send help from the sanctuary and strengthen out of Zion. Well, thou remember all the listeners in thy house, those in their dwellings, oh, pass none by, leave us not cold and untouched, ah, Lord. May we be given to bear one another's burdens, and may our eyes truly be upon thee. Well, thou so remember man and beast, and then in this evening, then by renewal, then we are called upon to confess and press it more upon our hearts that it is all undeserved. But, O Lord, thou hast said, I do it not for your sake, O house of Israel, but I do it for my great name's sake. May then the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom, and for the glory of thy name, pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 81, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. How great the goodness kept in store for those who fear thee and adore in meek humility. How great the deeds with mercy fraught, which openly thy hand hath wrought. And what follows? Psalter 81, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Beloved congregation, Oh, we have read together out of God's holy word of the wonderful and providential care of the Lord over a servant, Elijah. It was a solemn time. It was the time of King Ahab, the seventh king of Israel. And had King Ahab only married a plain, modest Jewish girl, then perhaps how different things would have been. Also in the kingdom of Israel, because Jezebel, she has come from Zidon, and when she has moved to Samaria, very strong will, and then it seemed like King Ahab was more or less a puppet of his wife. A temple was built for Baal, of 450 priests, and also 400 for Ashtaroth. And then the wrath of the Lord was kindled against that people. And to that end, the Lord has sent a prophet to appear before the king, and that for 3 years there would neither be dew nor rain. Everything would wither away, a famine would come, and many would perish. When we have plenty congregation, then we cannot fathom what it is to have to die of hunger. But now the Lord has taken care of his prophet, given a command to go to the brook Kereth, a branch of the Jordan, and there the Lord would feed him. And boys and girls, what has the Lord now done? Who has the Lord sent? Then he has sent ravens in the morning and the evening with bread and flesh. The faithful God for Elijah. And then there was not one morning and one evening when those ravens have not come. The Lord has tried his faith. The brook was drying up. The prophet Elijah saw it. Soon only a trickle. And soon there would be nothing to drink. And then he has waited upon the Lord. How difficult to wait upon the Lord. And then the Lord has commanded him to go to the north, to Zidon, Zarephath, close to the place Zidon, where Jezebel has come from. And there was a widow whom the Lord has told would take care of him. And have you heard it, boys and girls, what that widow was doing? When Elijah's come, and Elijah has commanded to bring some bread, then she was given to tell that with her son, as she was given to gather 2 sticks and make the last meal and eat, and what then, children? And then to die. But then the prophet was given to declare that that barrel of meal would not waste, nor the cruse of oil. And then every day that barrel and cruse did not fill up to the top, but only sufficient for each day. Thus then we hear that in a wonderful and providential way that the Lord has given unto the prophet Elijah, also unto that widow and her son, their daily bread. Concerning the prayer for daily bread, that is what we hope to speak of with the help of the Lord. Our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 50, a question and answer 125, which is the fourth petition answer, give us this day our daily bread, that is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body, that we may thereby acknowledge thee to be the only fountain of all good, and that neither our care nor industry nor even thy gifts can profit us without thy blessing, and therefore that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in thee. Lord's Day number 50 speaks of the fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread, with three thoughts. In the first place, the fountain of this bread. In the second place, the blessing upon this bread. And in the third place, the trusting concerning this bread. The fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread. The fountain of this bread, the blessing upon this bread, and the trusting concerning this bread. Beloved congregation, we have already considered the first three petitions of the Lord's Prayer. And then we have heard that they are deep, instructive, and profound petitions. Then we have already realized the necessity to pray with the disciples, Lord, teach us to pray. Then we had much to ponder and to think about, and also concerning to examine what place those petitions have in our prayer. And then we have heard that concerning those three petitions, that our sins in prayer, that they are also manifold. Maybe there were some in the congregation that have even thought, maybe even boys and girls, that those petitions are so deep and so impossible that maybe it is better that I do not even pray, because my prayers are nothing but sin. But the Lord has commanded and exhorted us that we are called to come at his footstool, thereby, even in an outward way, then we honor the Lord, that he is the fountain of all good. Then we acknowledge that we are so dependent upon him. We have heard concerning the first three petitions that they concern the glory of God. And now the last three petitions, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth, they concern our manifold needs. And now the fourth petition, that concerns our temporal needs. That could raise a question, because in Matthew 6, verse 33, I read, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all other things as shall be added unto thee. And in Matthew 16, verse 26, what is a man profiteth if he gain the whole world and lose his never dying soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for a soul? Thus then the question could arise, why in the Lord's Prayer are our temporal needs, the needs of our body, placed before the needs of our soul? Concerning that question, then there are different thoughts. Concerning the fulfillment of the first three petitions, concerning the glory of God, the coming of his kingdom, and a bowing under his will, then it is necessary that the Lord grants bodies that may function properly. And now concerning also the needs of our soul, then it is necessary when we are sick, when we have much pain, then we can be so distressed and so troubled and busy with our bodies that we cannot even properly think of our soul. That, of course, tells us that we are called upon to seek the Lord in our young and in our healthy days. Thus, in the first place, to seek the kingdom of God, then it is necessary that we have a certain strength. When we consider the miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ, then he has healed them and he has forgiven them. Then in the third place, then concerning our awful unbelief, concerning spiritual things, they are so difficult to fathom. And now the Lord, in his tender loving kindness, then he has given the petition first for our temporal needs. And when it may be experienced that the Lord answers our prayers for our temporal needs, that may grant more freedom to seek him for our spiritual needs. Then concerning the Lord's Prayer, begins with his glory, ends with spiritual matters, and the petition for our temporal needs, that is in the middle. And now concerning this petition, it is one of the six that already calls us to examine our prayers, what place this petition has in our petitions. I read in Luke 8, verse 14, of a people that is choked with the cares, the riches, and the pleasures of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ, in the Sermon on the Mount, oh, he has spoken blessed things. Think of the Beatitudes of that blessed people that is given to experience the wonderful works of free and sovereign grace by the work of the Holy Spirit. But I read in Psalm 103, verse 14, that he knows that the Lord knoweth that we are frail. And to that end, Christ, in Matthew 6, And then he has spoken to those disciples concerning the many temporal needs. And then he has said, "Oh, ye of little faith." He has spoken of the lilies. He has spoken of the sparrows. And in verse 34, then he has said, "Take no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take care of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Nevertheless, a special and a precious petition, a petition for our daily needs. What is the fourth petition? "Give us this day our daily bread." And then, boys and girls, then you must understand that when this petition speaks of bread, that does not simply only speak of a loaf of bread which we eat, but that word bread, that refers to our daily necessities. And even when we think of a loaf of bread, then there is much labor spent. The blessing of the Lord, before we have a loaf of bread, then we could speak of many things of the farmer that is given to sow a seed, and that the Lord giveth the seed to sprout, that the Lord has to grant rain, grant sunshine, grant health and strength to the farmer, that he may harvest his crop, opportunity to harvest the crop, to keep from disease, from insects, and from storms. Then the grain has to be ground. Thus, then we have a factory. Then the bread has to be baked. Then we need truckers. Then we need stores. Thus, even that word bread, that is very comprehensive. We may add, "Give us this day our daily bread." Then it speaks of simplicity and of moderation. Paul has said, Philippians 4, verse 5, "Let your moderation be known unto all men." And Paul has written to his spiritual son Timothy in 1 Timothy 6, verse 6, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." Give us this day our daily bread. That is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body, that we may thereby acknowledge thee to be the only fountain. Thus this petition says, "Give us." And then, boys and girls, you must understand it wrong, not wrong. When you ask for your parents, then you do not say "give," but then you say "please," right? That you haven't taught. And therefore, the instructors, we must not understand in this prayer when it says "give us," that it is in a bold and defiant way, but that is in a way that thereby we acknowledge and that we honor the Lord, that we come to the Lord with all our needs, even the smallest. Thereby the Lord is honored. And not only when we come in big troubles and when it does not go so well, but that we daily come to the Lord with our needs. Thus, in this petition, then the church is given to acknowledge and confess that the Lord is the fountain of all good. The instructors, they do not speak of a pond, because a pond can be emptied. They do not speak of a well, but they speak of a fountain, of a spring. Thus that speaks that there is a continual supply, that it is fresh, and that it is for public use. Give us to acknowledge thee, that thou art a fountain of all good. Then it is implied that the Lord, that he is a sovereign God, that he has everything in his hand. Then the instructors are given to say that the storehouses of the greater Joseph, that they are so full, and that we and our children, that we are commanded and called upon each time by renewal, not to go to the storehouses and take it, but that we are given to ask, give us this day our daily bread, and that with an impression that we are unworthy, everything sinned away. Congregation, when we consider this petition, then we shall discover how impossible it is from man's side to pray it aright. We can pray it with our lips, but now to pray it with our heart. Thus, in this petition, of course, in the context of the Heidelberg Catechism, it speaks of a dear child of God in the way of sanctification. And now for a child would not be pleasant for a father and mother if they would have to come trembling to the table, and if they would have to ask whether they could sit at the table. But a childlike trust, a childlike faith, that they may come with all their needs, acknowledging the Lord as the fountain of all good. Give us this day our daily bread. Then that word our has two meanings. Then in the first place, then it speaks of a child of God. Speaks of a right of a child which they have received, because they have received God as their Father in this prayer, our Father, which art in heaven. And that is a child right, which Christ has merited for them, because Christ, he has purchased his people for body and for soul. Give us this day our daily bread. Thus, an examination. How is it with that word our? We have heard it in the address, the rich, the deep, and the true meaning of our Father. Of course, when a little child is born, they also receive a place at the table. And usually the little children, they sometime are fed first. When they cry, they are attended to. When we become older boys and girls, then sometime we have to wait. But then your baby sister or brother, they are fed first. They are all part of the family. But now for the comfort of the church, our merited by grace, thereby acknowledge thee as the fountain of all good. Thus, in this petition, it is a petition, thanksgiving is implied, that the Lord is the fountain. I read in James 1 verse 17, that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, nor shadow of a turning. Thus concerning our first point, then to examine each of our hearts, have we now become a child of God? How is that, congregation? Has the Lord now begun that good work? of regeneration? Have we received those living desires and those longings for the living God? Have we learned to love the Lord? Have we learned to say in truth and uprightness, Psalm 116, verse 1, I love the Lord, the fount of life and grace. He hears my prayer and supplications. Then in the second place, how do we ask? Is it in the way of dependency? Is it in the way of unworthiness? Is it in the way of being a beggar? Then in the third place, what do we ask? Why do we ask to receive those gifts? There's a deep petition. Why do we now ask, give us this day our daily bread? It follows the first three. Or is it all for self? Oh, think of that petition of Hannah when they have come to the tabernacle, to the feast, and Hannah was so burdened, had no child, pastored by Peninnah, and then she has went to a secret place and poured her heart out before the Lord and asked for a child. But then it was for a purpose where she has vowed that if the Lord would give her a boy, that it would be one for the Lord's service. Our second thought, the blessing upon this bread. Then the instructors have further added, and that neither our care nor industry nor even thy gifts can profit us without thy blessing. Give us this day our daily bread. You must remember that the words I and me, they are not found in the Lord's Prayer. But we read in the first petitions thy, and then the last petitions our. And now when the instructors speak that neither our care nor industry, then we must speak of the second meaning of our bread, that we receive it in an honest and a lawful way, that we are given to labor for it in an honest way, that with a clear conscience, that we can say our bread, then we can only expect the blessing of the Lord. I read in Proverbs 10, verse 22, that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. Thus our instructors concerning that second point, they are given to speak of two points. In the first place, of our care nor industry, of our labors. What a blessing it is that the Lord granteth labors unto us and our children. It is true. The Lord has said unto Adam in Genesis 3, verse 19, that we are called upon to labor in the sweat of our face. And there can be times as mothers in the midst of their family circles, of fathers concerning their daily bread, the children concerning their schoolwork, then concerning our labors, then there can be many concerns, many difficulties. Nevertheless, what a blessing it is when the Lord granteth labors, if we think of this time in the world, what a millions and millions have become unemployed, lost their businesses, then the Lord has still richly favored us, that we and our children may still have labors to do. but now the instructor is impressing not to trust in our strength and in our health that is a great blessing. When the Lord granteth health, strength, and courage, and joy in our labors, but the instructors are impressing that we need the blessing of the Lord. I read in Psalm 127, the verses 1 and 2, that except the Lord build the city, the builders build but in vain, and except the Lord watch over the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Thus our first point, that with all our labors, and we are called to be diligent, because I read in Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10, whatever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all diligence, for there is no wisdom, nor knowledge, nor work, nor device in the grave, whither thou goest. But now our second point, because we read of two matters, that neither our care nor industry, we have become so independent in our deep fall in Adam, and it is a great blessing in the way of the Lord's providence, that there may be those times that we may be given to see the Lord's special hand concerning our labors. Oh, it is a difficult lesson to learn for a people that have fallen in their covenant at Adam, that have become so dependent, and now to learn that we are dependent also concerning the blessings, concerning our labors. What a blessing it is concerning this petition when we daily need the Lord, and not only when it becomes more difficult, whether our schoolwork, our labors, but that dependent, that close life upon the Lord. We have heard of an Elijah, what a dependent life he had. But now further, the instructors are given to stress in this petition, give us this day our daily bread, nor even thy gifts can profit us without thy blessing. Thus, in the second point, concerning the blessing upon this bread, that the Lord has to bless all his gifts. We think of food and drink. How often do we think of our appetite? How long has it been ago that we have thanked the Lord for appetite? There are many people that are so sick or so distressed that they have no appetite. Many times you see it in the hospital. They come with a delicious plate of food and no appetite. We think how wonderfully the Lord has created us. When we may eat, the food may be digested, not a stomach ache. And that out of that food, the Lord grant us strength, that we may do our labors and seek the Lord. Thus all the gifts that the Lord grants us dependent upon his blessing. Could speak of hospitals, could speak of medicine. When we take, let's say, a Tylenol, boys and girls, maybe when you not feel well, then your father and mother gives a Tylenol. Does it now take place sometime that you first fold your hands and say, Lord, now I am taking a Tylenol. but without thy blessing shall not help? Or do we trust more in the means? The Lord has given the means, but the blessing belongs to the Lord. Let us first sing. Psalter 400, the stanzas 4 through 7. Heaven and earth the Lord created, a season all that they contain. He delivers from oppression, righteousness he will maintain. And what follows, Psalter 400, 4 through 7. The fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread. the fountain of this bread, the blessing upon this bread, and now thirdly, the trusting concerning this bread. And then we read in this prayer, this day and our daily bread. That is a dependent life, and that is against our flesh. In our days, then this petition does not have the value, of course, when the Lord grants it, then it is different, but in a natural way, then this petition does not have the same meaning as for many in earlier days, because I do not think that there is one family in our midst that they had a day and that they have said unto their children, children, now for supper time, we have nothing to eat because the cupboards are empty. Thus let us bow our knees and pray the fourth petition. Give us this day our daily bread. That has happened formerly many times, still happens in third world countries. That does not mean that there are not great wants and needy families, bills that are unpaid. The creditor can multiply it out. But now Christ has taught his church to pray, give us this day our daily bread. Thus this day, that speaks of trust that was exercised by Elijah. It was a danger for Elijah that those ravens also became normal. Because special things in our life, they can become so common and that we lose the impression that it is the special providence of the Lord. But how special it was for Elijah when those ravens have come. And for needy families, let us remember that the Lord still has his ravens and that he still sends them, always in his way, at his time. And to that end, the instructors have said, and thereby, that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures, does not mean that we must not be a hand and a foot to one another. I read in Galatians 6, verse 2, that we are called to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And in the 10th verse, as ye therefore have opportunity to do good unto all men, especially unto the household of faith, it is a blessing when the Lord grants in his church, when that those needs may be shared, when the Lord blesses us richly to receive liberal hearts, because we can understand that the Lord does not give us our goods and riches all for ourselves, but that it is also for the coming of his kingdom and for the poor and needy ones. Think of King Solomon, was different than David. We read of King Solomon that he was gathering many riches for himself. The temple took 7 years to build, and his own house 13 years. And after Solomon died in the reign of King Rehoboam, then King Shishak from Egypt has come, and many of those treasures, they were carried away into Egypt, but now to be given to trust in the Lord for all our needs and all our cares. Give us this day our daily bread. Must not make the wrong application. Does not mean that we may not save for a rainy day. We have the example with the famine in the days of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that Joseph as his second in command and advisor, that he has commanded that large storehouses would be built, and that in the years of plenty, that the grain may be gathered, that for the lean years, that they would have food to eat. So that is also instruction, a very good instruction for our young people. When you were young, when you were single, that you were frugal does not mean we may not have anything. But that is the time to save, of course. When we have tuition, then it is not so easy. But what I mean, then this petition, when it says, give us this day our daily bread, then it also stresses the responsibility, how we use the gifts, which the Lord, the goods, which the Lord has entrusted unto us. Give us this day our daily bread. Thus that does not exclude planning for the future, but now, not to trust in our goods and what we have gathered together, but the instructor says in this petition that we are called upon to trust in the Lord. Give us this day our daily bread. Then concerning poverty and riches, oh, Agur, he was on a good school. He has received much self-knowledge. And in Proverbs 30, the verses 7 through 9, then he had a special prayer also concerning this petition. Then he has said, Lord, feed me with food convenient for me. Neither give me poverty nor riches. Oh, we live in a time that people always want more and that it is always better. But Agur, he was on a good school. And then he has said, give me not poverty, because Lord, I do not trust myself. Then I'm afraid that I'm going to steal. And he says, give me not riches, lest I deny thee and need thee not. Thus, for our family circles, both is a great danger, poverty, that we become so discouraged and that fathers have to work so many hours that they do not have time to spend time with their family, but also with riches, that we set our hearts so upon them. Give us this day, this day, that is a daily portion, as an Elijah have received, and to receive an impression of the Lord's goodness, the Lord's mercy, at the end of each day, that we are given to think of all the blessings. Oh, in the busyness of life, how often that at the end of the day we have so little thoughts. Sometimes fathers and mothers, you are alone, it is winter time. Then how good and profitable it is to speak with your children and ask your children about all the blessings that you have received. And whether we had an impression, it is true, the true impression that must be given by the Lord, but how profitable and what a blessing it is when in the family circles there may be spoken of our daily bread, and what a blessing it is. when there may be told that we have received those blessings in a special way upon prayer, maybe impossibilities that we do not know how it must go, and that the Lord has still provided. But now in this petition, then it does not only speak, give us this day our daily bread. Thus it says, this day and our daily bread. Thus that daily bread, that refers concerning the trust, concerning tomorrow and the next day, given to humbly ask the Lord and believe that He will provide. Give us this day our daily bread. Then we see, congregation, that it is also a deep petition. And then to examine ourselves, 1 and 6. And let us examine all our prayers. Is now this petition 1 and 6? What is our answer, congregation? Then we have said that this petition is preceded by 3 other petitions. And how is it with us? Give us this day our daily bread. And then do we add the other 3? Not with a deep impression, but if we may say it reverently, as a bargaining tool, that the Lord may answer the 4th petition. Then when we read the explanation, all one concerning that trust, then we must all hang our heads in shame. We read it every Sunday evening. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and of earth. Do we really believe that He is able to provide for all our goods? When the instructors in 1563 have written that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures, then it was a very different time. There was no Social Security. That people were much more dependent upon the Lord and upon their fellow man. Oh, how many things we trust in secretly, and that we do not trust upon the Lord. Give us this day our daily bread. And then thirdly, to examine, why are we given to ask for our daily bread? Of course, that also a struggle concerning the goods that the Lord gives unto us. How much may we use for self, for our family, may provide? How much for our poor? And how much for God's kingdom? It is a blessing when we may be questioning those matters, that we may examine our hearts. Give us this day our daily bread. We have lived many years in prosperity. Does not mean that there are not trials, family circles concerning our daily bread, but fed so many years of prosperity, and we have seen in the last 10 months that everything can change so quickly in this world, that the Lord stands over everything. May soon come a time that this 4th petition receives much more value. May the Lord grant unto us and our children that dependent life, and that there may be times that we may be given to experience the providential hand of the Lord. And concerning this petition, then we are all guilty, very guilty, concerning those points. And then what is necessary, it is in the part of gratitude for the church, then also concerning this petition, how necessary that Christ becomes and precious in his prophetical office, that he may teach us more and more his great riches, and that the Lord rules over everything. It says in the Bible that the hairs of our head are even counted, that we need him as our priest. Also concerning this petition, the sins, concerning this petition, then we could speak of discontentment, of our murmuring. We cannot agree with the Lord, but that we also need him as king, that he may reign over us. Peter has written to the church in 1 Peter 5, verse 7, casting all thy care upon him, for he careth for you. And Paul has written to the Philippians in chapter 4, verse 19, that is the portion of the people of God, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we may thank thee that thou wast given another Lord's Day, and yet a few words to speak. And then we may thank thee concerning the many outward and temporal blessings which thou wast so liberally bestowed upon us and our children already for so many years. And may we be given to examine each of our hearts, the family circles and the church, whether all thy blessings, whether they have brought us closer to thy word, or whether with thy blessings that we have departed further from thee, Lord. Wilt thou grant a closer life at thy throne of grace, with a holy dependency, needing thee for everything, even for the smallest matters. May that also be experienced in this week. Wilt thou grant a prayer for one another, Lord? We may commence another week. Wilt thou watch over us in the home? Remember the mothers with the children. Remember all at work. Remember with the studies. Remember those in the hospital. Wilt thou remember the school board when they shall meet? May they also be carried upon the wings of prayer, Lord. Wilt thou remember in the furtherance of this evening hour? Wilt thou grant traveling mercies? Wilt thou grant fathers and mothers that they may take time with their children to speak of all thy blessings, to speak how dependent we are upon thee, but that above all things that we need a new heart, that we need to be converted, O Lord. Remember us with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people, also concerning our daily bread. May it be our concern that we may receive it in thy favor and not in thy disfavor. Lord, forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 53, the five stanzas, the Lord my shepherd, all not want, he makes me down to lie. In pastures green he leadeth me, the quiet waters by, and what follows. Psalter 53, the five stanzas. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.